Welcome to Culture Quest number 5. Marilyn Smith here at 115 North Keats, KEATS Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Phone, where the machine is always on, 502-721-7634. I'm starting this edition in late May, and I still have a little bit of laryngitis left over from a cold. The reason that I'm starting so early is that we're taking a trip to Texas in June, if nothing goes wrong between now and then. And I want to have these ready to put in the mail as soon as we get back. For those of you who receive Roger's Listener's Choice, this will be in the same box. Since you're receiving this close to the 4th of July, you're probably going to be inundated up to your elbows or beyond in patriotic material, so I'm not going to do that. I am going to do something a little bit along those lines, however. I'm going to give some examples of how the media, and therefore our culture, sometimes treats the military when we're not waving flags and singing songs about our heritage and our forefathers and the like. We're going to start out with some Broadway musical selections and movie selections. The first one is going to be from a movie. Elvis in G.I. Blues represented the military and sang about military life. Then we are going to go to South Pacific, where while they were fighting World War II, the soldiers and the nurses got together and had some pretty good talent shows, and in the midst of one, a military chorus sang about women. Then we're going to go outside the United States to Argentina for Evita, which Madonna did an excellent job on the leading role in singing the music for that. But a lot of the South American power is in the military, and that will be evident from the song that I'll play from there. Then we're going to go to Miss Saigon, which focuses on Marines and Saigon women.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas any old time. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. We'll get hoss and pfeffer and black pumpernickel for chow. We get hoss and pfeffer and black pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of a Texas cow. We'd like to be heroes, but all that we do here is mar. We'd like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. And they don't give the purple heart for a falling arch. I got pulled 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI hat to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. The Fraulein's are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. The Fraulein's are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. Cause they're always signs saying keep an ear off the grass. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI hat to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. Occupation GI blues. Occupation GI blues.
G.I. Blue.
Ready.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea, we got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree,
we got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got days.
We get packages from home,
we get movies, we get shows,
we get speeches from our skipper
and advice from Tokyo Rose,
we get letters doused with perfume,
we get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We have nothing to put on a clean white suit for. What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day.
We feel restless, we feel blue,
we feel lonely and in brief,
we feel every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world
has a soft and wavy frame like the silhouette of a day.
Suppose a dame ain't bright, or completely free from flaws,
or as faithful as a bird dog,
or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they got. There is nothing you can name. Looks like a dame, and nothing looks like a dame. There are no drinks like a dame, and nothing thinks like a dame. Nothing acts like a dame, or attracts like a dame. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girl.
Eva Duarte,
I've heard so much about you.
I'm amazed, for I'm only a soldier, one of the thousands defending the country he loves.
But when you act, the things you do affect us all.
But when you act, you take us away from the squalor of the real world. Are you here on your own?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So am I. What a fortunate coincidence. Maybe you're my reward for my efforts here tonight.
It seems crazy, but you must believe there's nothing calculated, nothing planned. Please forgive me if I seem naive. always rush in like this? 20 seconds after saying hello, telling strangers I'm too good to miss. If I'm wrong, I hope you tell me so, but you really should know I'd be good for you. I'd be surprisingly good for you. Of a hurried night, a frantic tumble and a shy goodbye, creeping home before it gets too light. That's not the reason that I caught your eye, which has to imply I'd be good for you. I'd be surprisingly good for you.
Understand you perfectly, and I like what I hear, what I see, and knowing me, I would be good for you too.
Engineer, so he's dead. He was going to kill my baby, and I shot.
You did what? Who is that? You'll be followed. Get him out of here. Goodbye.
We must leave. Tam and I, we must set off for America tonight.
All right, just like that. Tell me how, while you're at it, tell me why.
I hear the voice of my soldier telling me to bring his son.
You're telling me this half-breed brat is born the son of a Marine. Let me see his Western nose. This bastard is the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. A passport in my hand. My new life can begin. Your brat's American, so they must let us in. Mankind, the movie in my mind. I'm your dear brother from now on, and all our family is gone. Boy, kiss your brand new Uncle Tron. This kid is okay. He is our entree to the USA.
I once thought, when I'm home, I won't give a damn. But now I know I'm caught. I'll never leave Vietnam. War isn't over when it ends. Some pictures never leave your mind. They are the faces of the children, the ones we left behind. They're called Quy Đôi, the dust of life, conceived in hell and born in strife. They are the living reminders of all the good we failed to do. That's why we know deep in our hearts that they're all our children too. These kids hit walls on every side. They don't belong in any place. Their secret they can't hide. It's printed on their face. I never thought one day I'd plead for half-breeds from a land that's torn. But then I saw a camp for children whose crime was being born. They're called Quy Đôi, the dust of life, conceived in hell and born in strife. We are their fathers and a family, a loving home they never knew. Because we know deep in our hearts that they are all our children too. Our souls in need, they need us to give. Someone has to pay for their chance to live. Help me to rise.
Let's try for a little happier note now. Surely there was no conflict in the history of the U.S. any more controversial or emotionally disturbing to the men who fought in Vietnam or the people who stayed at home and waited for them to come back. Certainly there have been lots of movies about training programs like Top Gun and stories about the trials of going through West Point and the other military academies. Lots of combat films, particularly involving air strikes and submarine encounters, but most of them don't have much music in them. What you get many times is some wonderful instrumentation during the battle scenes and a good love song at a crisis point, like Faith Hill's song in Pearl Harbor, or Love Lift Us Up from Officer and a Gentleman. All right, you guys are going to think I'm crazy. Everybody's heard of Christmas in July, and Track does Christmas in September, so why can't I do Christmas in June? I'm looking for military stuff, right? Okay, how about Christmas in the Trenches? How many of you are familiar with that? This is performed by a guy with the Telluride Choral Society out of Colorado. Talking about World War One, it's pretty self-explanatory. It kind of puts a different slant on enemies and how they respond to each other. Garth Brooks had a similar song on his Christmas album called Bellawood. Not that's what the album was called, but that's what the song was called. Same general idea. Here's Christmas in the Trenches.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium, then to Flanders, to Germany, to here, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice rang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us a respite from the war. As soon as they were finished, and reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up some lads from Kent. Well, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I. And in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strolled unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side stepped into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met their hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played a squeeze box, and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight came upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. But the frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its love. lessons well, that the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
There have been a lot of tearjerker songs, I guess you could call them, especially in country music, relating to various, usually attached to one war or another. Songs that come to mind are The Soldier's Last Letter, At Mail Call Today. I'm going to reach back to the first one I ever heard. I don't know exactly when this first song came out. This song came out somewhere between World War II and Korea. I was in elementary school when I first heard it. And it's somebody had to explain it to me because I was very naive about war situations. This song really got to me. It's by Johnny and Jack. It's called Buried Alive.
Behind stockade walls, by the bright moonlight, this heartbreaking letter I write. For refusing to kneel to any man on earth, I'ma stay here the rest of my life.
Oh, darling, I can never come home again, never be by your side. Please forget, consider me dead, I'm among those buried alive.
Dead. Always hold your head high. Things are not always what they seem. Forever, my darling, goodbye.
Oh, darling, I can never come home again. Never be by your side. Please forget, consider me dead. I'm among those buried alive.
Closing this letter with tears in my eyes, I'm doomed to die in this cell. Always remember, I still love you, dear, but now I must say farewell.
Oh, darling, I can never come home again, never be by your side. Please forget, consider me. I'm among those buried alive.
All I knew about war when that song was explained to me was that an uncle had brought me back a necklace made out of ivory from Japan, and he brought me a seashell, and he told me if I held it up to my ear, I could hear the ocean in it. That one was from Australia. And then another uncle had sent me a doll made out of a whole bunch of different skins and furs from Alaska. I didn't know about prisoners of war and missing in action and all the things I later learned about the horrors of war. My father had lost his closest friend growing up, who was his cousin, and I never even got to know him.
Turn the tape over for part two of Culture Quest.